Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins, and with me today, as always, I have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello, hello.
Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
Hal and Rainer James.
Hey.
And we're here at Fernwood Studios, and I got a confession to make. We had a special event going on this weekend, and I took all the microphones out of the studio to go to this special event, and I packed them back up and put them in my truck so I wouldn't forget them, and then I drove the car here.
But they're safe and sound in the truck.
They are. They are. But it's hard for us to use them when they're in the truck and we're here at the studio. So we're using the built-in microphones on the board. I hope it sounds okay. I'll work on it post-production and see if I can do that. But it's good to have you with us today, and we appreciate you taking time to tune in to CCTA Wake Up Call. And if this is your first time listening, welcome. We appreciate you checking us out. We are Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, thus CCTA. And we have good recognition all over the state. Because of our involvement in legislation, traveling to Raleigh, interfacing with our legislators, pushing on bills that we think need to be passed, visiting with each of the legislators and letting them know how we feel they should vote on certain topics. And usually it has to do with our constitutional rights and freedoms and maintaining those and protecting those. Our Second Amendment rights especially. We go on education because one of the biggest problems with what's going on in our country today is that kids are being indoctrinated, not educated.
And free enterprise.
Free enterprise, lower taxes, less government, and we push for those things. We do book studies on our Constitution, our founding documents, our founding fathers and founding principles. The 5,000-year leap is one of my favorite studies, and that's written around the 28 principles of liberty that our founding fathers used to found this country. Yes, Al?
Yeah, I wanted to add that recently we voted to make an alliance with the North Carolina Conservative Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have an organizational meeting in October out in Hendersonville, and we plan to, Rainer and I plan to attend, and maybe some other members might, I don't know. But it's something we've been wanting to do for a long time because they have a coalition of a whole lot of different groups of people from across the state so that we can cooperate with each other on any kind of job or work that we all agree that we would like to see happen in North Carolina. So it'd be a across the state effort, and it's something we've been dreaming about, and it looks like it's going to come to fruition.
Right.
Is it a conservative coalition?
Mm-hmm. North Carolina
with
Conservative Coalition.
Butcher?
Jim Womack is active in it, and you know, some people that we know that have been active conservatively, we're very...
All right. A lot of these people got their start back with the Tea Parties. Diane here is one of the founders of the Pitt County branch of the Tea Party.
Miriam Shue down in Moore County, she's a Pitt County leader.
And there's somebody from
Tea Party
Asheville
leader.
Of Tea Party that's active
Asheville,
in it, too.
They're very active in it, so... Yeah, it'll be a great time, I think.
Right. Well, we said all that to just try to stress to you the importance of being involved in our political process, because this is a crucial time in our history. If we don't protect our rights and freedoms and our Constitution, we're going to start losing it. And if you haven't witnessed the blatant attempts to take away, especially our Second Amendment rights, it's getting worse day by day by day.
I'd like to appeal to our listeners to join us and help us in that regard.
Right.
We use all the help we can get.
You can find out about our organization, Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, CCTA, by going to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com.
Rick, I'd like to
mention something that was very heartwarming to me. I went to a garden center over the weekend, Sunday. And while I was there, I was looking for a certain type of a ground cover plant, and I saw one of the workers, and he was Hispanic, and so I went up to him, and I asked him, does he speak any English? So he said, but then proceeded to ask me, what kind of plants are you looking for? So I told him, and he answered in English, not totally perfect, but pretty darn good, and then he said, so how is my English? So I answered very good, and I answered it in English and in Spanish, and apparently my Spanish was pretty good, so he goes, oh, you're Spanish. So I said, no, and I said, I only know a few words, and then he goes, well, are you Spanish heritage? I said, no, Italian. Anyway, so we got to talking, and I said, how long have you been in the country? And he said, oh, about 20 minutes. meaning that he was, you know, he's been in the country not very long. So I said, so what do you think of the United States? So he goes, well, it's better than Mexico. He goes, where I came from. He goes, but not nearly what I thought it was. He goes, our idea of the United States is much different than what the United States really is. So I said to him, I said, well, I go, I can tell you 50 years ago, 40 years ago, this was a far different country. I go, for everybody, not just for, you know, for people who've been here forever. I go, but this country, there was a lot more freedoms and a lot less fear of crime and blah, 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 and stuff like that. And he goes, then he said to me in hushed tones, he goes, are you a Republican? So I laughed. And so I said, I guess. So I guess, yes. And he goes, thank you. Thank you. And he gave me a big hug. Oh, my goodness. So I said, I guess, would you be a Republican if you could vote? He goes, if I could. He goes, I can't do much where I am now in my situation. He goes, but I am definitely behind the Republicans. He goes, I would help you out in any way I can. And he goes, people think that Hispanics are always Democratic, because I can tell you there are a lot that are conservative. We mm-hmm. want the country to be what we thought it was. So I thought it was very heartwarming.
There are a lot more this election season than there were last election, I believe. Mm-hmm. And a lot more switchovers from one party to the other, especially with your walk away movement, which is walking away from the plantation, the Democratic plantation. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of also unaffiliated registrations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a different, entirely different election than what we...
Well, the economy has made a big difference, because minorities have benefited by the changes that President Trump has made in regulations and in the tax decreases, and put more money in everybody's pocket.
Right. People are seeing the evidence of that, and he's changing a lot of minds. Well, enough about us. we're going to get on to what we are really here about, and that's sharing some news with you, conservative thoughts and ideas, and what's going on in the country right now. But first, we got to pay the bills. So we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, you know, the news cycle is really, really, really busy. And I was talking before the break about the importance of being involved. One of the things, if you aren't aware, if you don't understand, one of the problems we have is we're not just fighting against the socialist movement or the communist movement or the far left, over the edge, off the cliff liberal movement. We're fighting against mainstream media too. They are part of all those movements, and they are spreading mistruths, lies, whatever you want, however you want to call it. That's what it is.
They're not really the news media anymore. Well, propaganda media.
Our president has dubbed them fake news, and that's a pretty accurate description of them. But that's something we're battling, and the only way we can battle that, and you're seeing a lot of it, and this show is an example of it, an alternative news source, an alternative way to find out what the truth is and what's going on out there. And one of our practices is whatever we share with you, we try to share the source of the information with you. We don't want to give you just an opinion. We want to give you the source and the facts. And you know, I'd quoted him before in the last couple of weeks. I'll do it again. Our previous administration vice president, current presidential candidate, Joe Biden, asked the question, what do you want, the facts or the truth?
They should coincide.
Yeah, let that sink in. Bob, you had your...
Two quick things. One, and he is, that candidate is also upset because they may be investigating his family for some background things, and yet the president is not supposed to be upset because they're investigating his family for non-things.
Right.
What I wanted to add quickly, Rick, was not only are we up against the mainstream media, but we're up against a lot of apathy where people know much more about what are the reruns of Friends and what are the reruns of this TV show, that TV show, all of the sports statistics or whatever else, and have no idea what's going on in their local politics, state politics, or national politics.
Right.
You've got to get involved.
They don't realize how close we are to losing a lot of our freedoms. You know, and those things you mentioned, sitting back and enjoying watching those shows and the freedom you have to do that. If you ever get into a socialist environment, you're going to have state-run television. They will pick what you get to watch, and it won't be what you enjoy.
Well, one thing that I like about President Trump, he's kind of a big city brawler, I think, because whenever anybody goes against him, and he hits back hard. And the same way with the media. He was the first president I remember calling him out, you know, saying bad things about him right in front of him.
Yeah.
And they got all upset. Yeah.
If you watch any of his rallies, he'll point at them back. Yeah. You know, and he'll point them out. He says, they're not going to show you the crowd back here.
Right. And 50,000 people, and they're not going to show it to you.
Today he had a press conference, or he was speaking, and he was talking about the fake news, and he goes, oh, and by the way, my poll numbers just went up. he does anything he can to honk his own horn,
tweak their tails. He loves it. I love it.
Right. Well, it is a battle that's ongoing, and it's a serious battle, and something that we all need to be engaged in. One way you can do that is with social media. Trump has been very effective using Twitter. A lot of people hate it, but look at all, you know, how much would you not know?
Yeah.
Right, but he bypasses the fake news and tells it he sees it straight to the American people.
Unfiltered, which isn't always a great thing, but you're getting it straight from the horse's mouth, not what they want you to
know. He tweets out something every morning, and I get him.
Without those alternative sites presenting the news, nobody would know that he had a rally in Texas with the president of India.
Yes.
and a tremendous audience there and tremendous camaraderie between them. And likewise, when he sat down and he is answering the questions with the president of the Ukraine with him today, nobody would know that. Nobody would hear that. It's not a top.
Right. Well, you're not going to hear anything positive in the mainstream media. It's all going to be negative. And that's by design.
I want to speak up for One America News. Do you know they showed that Howdy Modi rally in Houston in its entirety on One America News?
Wow.
It was wonderful.
Right.
And they did show the size of the crowd, and it was in a huge stadium, and it went up out of sight. There were truly nosebleed seats there, and they were filled.
Yeah, a lot of the people were of Indian connection, you know, family connections,
descent.
And descents and things like that, so that just made for a real warm reception and communication.
And how many people know that Trump went to California?
I did.
Yeah, he went to California. That's like going into enemy territory.
That's because he tweets so much, and I do get his tweets.
Did he get to Baltimore, too?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't see how he knows
everything.
Mentioning
that, there is a group of Trump supporters that has gone into Baltimore and has gone into California and cleaned up some of the mess that the homeless people have left.
Yeah,
there was.
Hold on.
I have a problem with that.
Hold on. That's the sound of freedom.
Yes, it is.
The studio's close to the base here, so we have occasional aircraft flying over, and as far as we know, they are friendly.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with others going in and cleaning everybody else's backyard. I had the problem when those Tea Partiers or those conservatives, the young kids, went to Baltimore to clean up the neighborhoods that Elijah Cummings' district got all that money to help clean up, and it never went to clean up. They're still wondering why their garbage wasn't picked up. So they sit in their houses, they complain about the garbage, and don't do anything about it. So the nice young Tea Party kids, the conservative kids, come in, and they spend, 500 hours? I forgot what it was, but they cleaned up tons of trash. They should not be cleaning up other people's trash.
What did it look like a week later?
Oh, I'm sure. No. I know. But the point is, they were saying, well, those poor people, you know, they live in trash. It's their trash. It didn't have to be there. They can clean it up. It doesn't have to look bad. So, you know, what's the lesson that gets reinforced? Is that there's always someone else to take care of them.
I totally agree with you on that. But here's a better example.
Yes, yes.
Went to the first Glenn Beck rally in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands upon thousands of people. When we left, it was cleaner than it was when we got there. People picked up on their way out, picked up other people's trash if they saw it. It was cleaner. At pretty much the same time, there was another rally.
Yeah, the Martin Luther King Monument. I was there, yeah, I remember.
And there was mountains of trash left,
exactly.
And the Park Service had to come in and clean it all up.
Exactly.
That's
I remember that.
Yes.
Exactly. You're
Bob
right.
Had his hand up.
That happened this week also because there was, 400,000 person rally somewhere,
climate change,
whatever else, and another, I don't know how many thousands of people in that annoying young kid, girl, speaking of whatever else, and I'm not trying to be sexist, but she was an annoying young girl. But they leave behind mountains and mountains of trash that they expect somebody else to pick up.
And they're concerned about the environment.
Oh, yeah, and they leave the cars idling, in, right? And there's, with all the carbon emissions, they let the cars idle with traffic because of, you know, because their rallies,
Two things. One is a contrarian opinion about to do with Diane's notion about not going in and helping to clean up.
Point, counterpoint.
A different way to look at that is perhaps they were showing the residents who had never seen what a group of people volunteering can do, can see what you can do for yourself. It was a good demonstration of that. Now, I don't think they should go back time after time and
those,
take care
of them. They're adults. They're adults. They know. If they can't, they don't know how to clean up after themselves, then I don't know.
The thought has crossed my mind that most of those people were not well-reared, and they were not given good examples.
I don't know. If they're adults, there's a certain amount of, a certain amount of common sense and just general living.
There you go, making an assumption.
I'm not making excuses. I think we don't look down on any class of people. We assume everybody's equal and has the same general knowledge and expectations out of life and how to
actually
be civilized,
they don't. Wow. People have the same opportunities. Some of us take advantage of them, some of us do not.
Right.
Yeah, but then we don't do for them that won't do for themselves.
What I wanted to add is that here in Craven County, the Board of Commissioners have occasionally had cleanup campaigns along the highways, and I volunteered one time. And they told us all to wear gloves and also be very careful about needles. So right here in Craven County, they have some concerns.
And I never did get to my second point. And that
well, you were
is
too
that,
busy punching Diane over there.
No, she's my friend.
It
I
was
wasn't
punch
punching
counter. Oh no, point counterpoint.
There we go.
Not punch counterpunch.
The business of leaving the cars idling and the creating CO2. Mm-hmm. Those poor dummies who are having all these strikes and being drama queens and kings don't get it. Our problem is not that we have too much CO2. We have about 400 parts per million in our environment right now. Tests have shown that if it drops below about 150 parts per million, plants die. We'll be on a brown earth, no green to it. Other tests have shown that if we increased it by about 300 parts per million, we would just about double crop yield. They are tearing off madly in the wrong direction.
Right. That's because, like I said at the beginning of the show, our children are being indoctrinated, not educated.
Yes, they're scaring the children
educated,
for no good reason.
If they were being educated, they would know that plants live off of CO2. Mm-hmm. They convert it to oxygen, which humans live off of, plus it provides the food source that we eat.
Yep. Very synergistic sort of.
And the liberals have turned it around and created this panic. Some of these kids really think they're not going to live to be 20 years old because we're destroying the earth.
And the truth is there have been cycles of ice age, warming period for thousands of years, and there is absolutely no reason not to expect that pattern to continue.
Everything runs in cycles.
Our entire earth, the history of our earth is action, reaction. Something happens, the earth reacts and re-equilibrates. But I want to say about the indoctrination, you're so right. I was just looking up earlier today. Remember Ad Libs back in the 60s and
50s? Mad Libs.
Yeah, you'd sit with your friends and you'd fill them out, funny answers. And so I went to see Mad Libs. I wanted to see if they were still around. Well, they have a series of Mad Lib type exercises for teachers to give to their students. And I was looking at some of the examples. A lot of them were about Trump. I would impeach Trump for this. Trump is taking away my liberties this way. But it's all about it's teaching, indoctrinating that Trump is bad. He's a bad guy,
right,
and he's doing bad things for you.
Well, not only that, they're teaching them that America is bad.
Yeah.
America is evil and bad.
Well, specifically, where did you see that?
I just did a Google search just to look for Mad Libs. I wanted to see if they were still out there and if they were still kind of funny. Because, you know, everything used to be funny, but then all of a sudden everything is taken on a political spin.
Well, look at
your... Just to be funny, now they're just evil, mean, political jerks, you know.
Look at your late night comedy shows. Yeah, they're not comedy
they're
anymore.
Not comedy
they're all political satire.
Yeah, they're not funny. They're pathetic. They're
Some of us are old enough to remember when Saturday Night Live was funny.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Boy, we're having fun, aren't we?
Sean Hannity says this is a busy news day.
Busy news day. It is. Busy news day. And let's get right on that because we're pre-recording this show on Wednesday. We don't know what's going to be going on Saturday when it first airs. But we know what's going on now, and today the transcript of the phone call between the president and Ukrainian president. They both started with a U. You got to give me credit for at least.
Hal files everything by first letter.
So, of course, all the... lefties are screaming and hollering about collusion with the Ukraine now and calling for impeachment and starting a process of impeachment, at least saying they are.
It's not really a process until
the House votes on it. It has to be voted on. It hasn't been. So they're just doing some inquiries and investigations and doing all they can to try to impeach the duly elected president for crimes he hasn't committed.
They're totally wrong. I've read this conversation two or three times now, and it is a beautiful illustration of a very skillful president
working as he ought.
Right. He did a good job on it. But let's dissect this a little bit, because what is truly happening here, if you remember back, when was it? Gosh, Rules for Radicals, when did that come out?
60s.
The 60s.
Saul
Alinsky wrote a book, Rules for Radicals, and these were methods and stuff that a lot of your current college professors have studied and mastered, and a lot of your politicians the same have studied and mastered. And one of the things they like to do is you accuse your opposition of doing what you've done.
And that is knee-jerk to them. They've got it so ingrained.
Right.
They have internalized that to the point that that's what they are.
So you go out and you do something nefarious, illegal.
Questionable.
Yeah, questionable. You go out and you do it and you get away with it. And then you turn around and you accuse your opponent of doing it. And, Diane, I think, is looking at it's got a name.
I'm sure there's a name, but I don't know. But what your example of what you're saying is today Hillary Clinton tweeted,
"Yes,
the President of the United States has betrayed our country." That's not a political statement. It's a harsh reality, and we must act. He is a clear and present danger to the things that keep us strong and free. I support impeachment.
Hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pot calling the kettle black.
There you go. Well, and let's look at Joe Biden, okay? If you have to. He is on this impeachment train with all the rest of them, but he has the nerve to call reports that Trump has asked the Ukraine to help in the investigation. He says that's a conspiracy theory. That, you know, you're asking the wrong questions. It's not true. It didn't happen. Blah 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 blah. But then you turn right around and here's a news interview he was doing, and he's bragging about it. He did do it.
He told them he would withhold money.
He would hold $1 billion from him and said, "You're not going to get it unless you fire this prosecutor."
So that's the true quid pro quo, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
That's this exchange.
That.
I will not do something unless you give me something first, right? That's quid pro quo. Asking someone to look into an investigation or look into something without having any strings attached to it, that's not quid pro quo. That's just an inquiry.
That's right. And you're the chief law enforcement of the country. Mm-hmm. You have the right. You should have the right to say, hey,
look into it.
This is dirty and we need y'all to look at it.
And without any conditions or any, you know, any withholding any action, there's no coercion.
Okay.
Right?
But the whole thing is, he's a political opponent, so you're trying to affect the outcome of the election. No, you're trying to get justice for crimes that are being committed. Mm-hmm. Because if it was, you know, if you go by that premise, then you can go out and do anything you want to, and if you think you're going to get convicted of it, just run for office.
Yeah.
I think an interesting thing was when they released the transcript of the discussion between the president and the president of the Ukraine, and within the discussion, the president of the Ukraine rightly said, and we have a deep state problem here also.
Yes.
And he gave our president a lot of credit for actually trying to work on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yes, we find that we've got a lot of dirty laundry everywhere. Let's get it out.
They're both trying to get rid of corruption.
And you know, I have a question about all this. Now, we've all read, most of us, I think, have read the transcript.
Yeah.
I did not.
There's nothing there. Do the facts matter?
Of course they matter.
No. Do they matter in terms of what the American people are going to hear and how it is going to impact America in terms of further dividing us and in terms of the media totally ignoring the facts?
They don't matter to do with the media totally ignoring the facts. It doesn't matter to do with the opposition totally ignoring the facts. But I think the American people need to know the truth. I think we want to. I know this American does.
But will they? That's my question. Will they hear the truth at some point?
You know, one little piece of the puzzle that I found very interesting is that they suggest that Giuliani reached out to this Ukrainian president, and because he wanted to get dirt on possible dirt on Joe Biden, right? Well, then it goes on to say here that Giuliani's contact with Zelensky's advisor and attorney this summer was encouraged and facilitated by the U.S. State Department.
Mm-hmm.
So people aren't saying that Giuliani was doing what he was encouraged to do by the State Department.
And that much of the State Department is still deep state. We don't know that.
I mean, if the United States is not being transparent, then what? Just because we can't find the information through our own agencies, they won't divulge it. We're just supposed to let it lie, and if you can get away with a crime, then so be. You get away with it.
Right.
That's not the way we should operate.
Going back to Rules for Radicals again, number 11 of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, if you push a negative hard and deep enough, it will break through into its counter side. Just like if you tell a lie often enough, mm-hmm. it'll be. And look what was happening before this transcript was made unclassified and made public. They were out there saying that he threatened to withhold the money that Ukraine was hoping to get. All kinds of lies they told about what happened and what he said and what he did. And then the transcript comes out, and none of that is in there. Yeah. Absolutely,
you know,
false.
There's something in it that goes beyond what we've talked about so far that makes this narrative that they've trumped up really, really look silly. And that is, the president of Ukraine was talking about the United States being a bigger help to him than anybody in Europe. He mentioned talking to Angela Merkel. He mentioned talking to Macron. And he said that in terms of sanctions against the Russian Federation,
right.
America had done more than any of those European
right.
countries.
Right.
Now, Trump is the one who's supposed to have colluded with Russia,
mm-hmm.
and this is what the president of Ukraine is thanking him for?
This is the place, though. One of the things that was mentioned in the transcript was that he talked about the exportation of American oil.
Yes.
Well, the Soviets have used that pipeline as a chokehold
yes.
to keep Europe in compliance with their wishes.
Absolutely.
And one of the places that President Trump's energy policies have made a difference is that we are now a net exporter of
Bingo.
Oil.
Yeah.
And the Russians are losing their hold on Europe because we can export oil and we can export natural gas.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very important geopolitically. And that alone is a major help to Ukraine because Russia is always threatening to shut off their oil.
Yes. The Ukrainian president was very, he admired President Trump for making the United States energy independent and said he wanted to do the same thing in the Ukraine. Yeah. So President Trump is leading the way internationally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to suggest that this is a bad thing when they force Trump to release the transcript of
yeah.
his conversation.
Well,
with
a lot of
leaders.
Bad presidents being
yeah.
set here.
Yeah, this is a bad because you know this is a chilling. This is where we get the chilling factor come in. So we don't have these transcripts open and released for a reason. Just like we don't have tapes of presidents and their conversations in the White House or with their counsel, right? Because presidents have to be able to speak freely and not be afraid to breach certain subjects and say certain things for fear that the American people will find out, it'll be taken out of context, you know, all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. So this is a very bad thing.
You're right,
yes.
Diane, but he did not release it until he got Zelensky's permission
right.
to release
yeah,
it.
I would suggest
but he
was
somewhat
them,
a mitigating
the
factor.
But, yeah, but, he still caved in. He still caved in. I think he should have maybe released it, but he should have said, given all the reasons why it should not, and this is a bad day for America, a bad day for diplomacy because of this.
Yes.
And things are going to have to change.
Yeah.
Some legislation, something's going to have to happen to take care of that problem because all of it was based on the premise that we were electing good, moral people into office, and they could be trusted, and, you know, we didn't have anything in there to protect against that. That's got to change now because they've destroyed our whole system of government just about. The way things have been are
no more. You're talking about between the Democrats
yes.
and the Trump. He said it was everything that we have seen since January 2017 and when he took the oath of office, we have seen Trump do something that we've seen the Democrats investigate and attack, frustrate, obstruct. Trump does something else, more obstruction, more investigation. It has never been smooth sailing. He's never had it easy. He's always had to act with trepidation. He's fighting against
He isn't afraid. Right. He doesn't.
You think part of their strategy might be to have these younger people get so disgusted and fed up with our former government that they're glad to go to a socialist form or whatever? Yeah. It's bad. Bob, you've been...
A quick one. The whistleblower's complaint was also released to the the Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Richard Burr. Call him. Ask Richard Burr to call the president and have him declassify the whistleblower's complaint so we can see the quote evidence against.
Well, there is no evidence because he had no firsthand knowledge of this conversation, we don't even know if he would release.
But it's a confidential. It's a confidential report. I demand that be.
Because you don't want to discourage whistleblowers. So we protect the whistleblower, but we don't protect our president in his diplomacy.
Well, he wants to testify before Congress, before the House Democrats. He wants to testify. You know, what for? Another moment of fame and to be able to get to where...
Oh, I think it's going to be hysterical. Yeah.
All right, well, we got to take a real quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, you know, as usual, when we're off air, we have some of our best discussion. Of course, some of it we couldn't air anyway, but Diane was just talking about... Well, go ahead, Diane.
Well, this is Democratic strategy. So Trump is off in the UN. He's doing great things. He's talking about religious liberty, and he's, you know, with diplomats and forming great alliances and great friendships. And it looks great for our country. And what do the Democrats do? Well, we can't allow Trump to have any limelight. We can't, got to get him out of the limelight, take any emphasis off of the good things he's doing, so they put out something that's damaging to his.
So you're saying the timing of this, yeah, this whistleblower
this
is
exactly right. Same thing they did with Blasey Ford.
Yeah.
Right? Well, they held on to her testimony, Dianne Feinstein, held on to it, instead of letting it be investigated, bringing it to a judge, she held on to it so that she could spring it on him in his confirmation
right.
hearing. It's all about timing for them because they
right.
don't want
well,
Republicans
you know,
to be seen.
You can easily get away with that when you're colluding with the media.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
and that you control the news cycle because they eat out of the palm of your hand. And they all get together at the 4 a.m. release of today's talking points. They're all talking the same thing, and it's all coordinated. And what is
they
it? All the news.
They use the same adjectives
yeah.
to describe.
Yeah. Yeah. They're in coordination. There's right there.
I think it's what, six
it's
companies control
yeah.
all the news outlets except
mm-hmm.
yeah. the independent
ones. So I was reading my Constitution again today because I had a little time on my hands. And nowhere in the Constitution did it say that Congress is supposed to spend all its time investigating a president and going through his transcripts of his diplomatic conversations, his phone conversations. But it does say what Congress is supposed to be doing, like immigration and
yeah.
coining money and blah, blah, blah. And has anybody remembered what Congress did any of these things that are listed
no.
in Article 1?
No. Since the House changed hands,
yeah.
nothing has been accomplished there.
So what are they doing? I look at the Declaration and it says, well, basically, we are the government's protect our rights. And the government is we the people. So this is the government of the people.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a people's government to protect our rights.
And it's...
This is not a government of the people. This is a political... This is government for political purposes only. This is a political party using government for their purposes.
And it's both sides of the aisle, too. It's
yeah.
not all one party. One is really, really, really
you know,
everybody
bad.
Everybody
should be really, really mad about this.
Right.
If nothing else. I don't care what side politics you're on, if you think government should be larger or it should be smaller. But what government is being used for this point in our history, this should outrage everybody to take some kind of action.
I agree with you. And that action is when you go to the polls.
Pools?
When you go to the polls,
he's already missing summer.
When you go to the polls, make sure you know who you're voting for. Know their record if they're an incumbent. If they've been up there 65 years and haven't accomplished anything, it might be time for you to vote for somebody else. You know?
And if they've been up there 65 years and haven't accomplished anything, you better check on what their net worth has grown to.
It's quite a bit, I'm sure. And again, it's you got evil on both sides of the aisle. There's a Republican, I can't remember which one he is, Senator, that's calling for Trump to be executed because this was a treasonous act that he committed.
What was treasonous?
This thing with the Ukraine.
Treasonous. Huh?
Treason is defined by having two witnesses, and you have to give aid and comfort to an enemy. So is it Ukraine again fighting us?
Again,
we have people in Congress who are morons, who are not intelligent, mental midgets, who spew things, and then you have the mentaler midgets who are the American citizenry who, oh my God, Trump's a traitor. We have to, you know, execute him.
Diane, why don't you tell us how you really feel about it?
Right.
This really bugs me.
You've missed one point. That many of the members of Congress are really puppets for their staff.
Right.
But they're irresponsible when they use these terms, they throw phrases out there like that, especially considering the voter, average voter informity of that.
I think we have gotten to the point that they have stepped over a line
yeah.
and people realize that what's what and where's where.
Yeah.
I think more and more people are understanding the outrageous behavior and that what they are saying is totally untrue. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time, and they've just gone a bridge too far.
Yep.
The people he met with, and I'm sorry, Mary. But Trump was saying that some of the leaders that he had met with, he says they come up to him and they say, I can't believe the adversity that you constantly face. You know, I can't believe the actions of the members of Congress. You know, they're doing outrageous things, blah, blah, blah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know, and so they know. They feel sorry for Trump. They look at America and wonder, what kind of bunch of idiots are we to elect idiots like that.
Well, they are enemies of the president, but they're enemies of we the people.
Yeah.
Well, we elected him president, and they want to undo it.
I think what you're witnessing also and what they're witnessing is a master move on his part. Is he's exposing them for what they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's telling them. He's
giving them enough rope to hang themselves.
He's not trying
and they're doing a beautiful job of it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we have the deep state. We have, Democrats. They're destroying our country. They're totally un-American, blah, blah, blah. He's telling foreign leaders, don't trust these guys. They're enemies. They're enemies within, blah, blah, blah. They're ruining our country. They want to, he doesn't care. He's not trying to, make our country sound like it's a little bit better than it is. He's telling us straight on.
But one of the statements, again, you hear things over and over in the news, and if you don't stop and think about them, you accept them.
Mm.
And one of the things that when you back up a bit and you look, you've got people who have been in Congress for 30 or 40 years complaining that Trump, who's been in office for 2.5 years, has ruined the country and is responsible for the problems.
Right, right. All right, well, let's take some time here at the end of the show to do our job. Let's tell these folks, good folks
Breathe
out there,
deeply.
That they're using up their valuable time to listen to our show. Let's try to give them some good information and inform them. First of all, get to know your Constitution.
Yes.
If you don't have one, you can come to a CCTA meeting, and we'll be glad to give you one free. And if you want to really study it and learn it a little bit better, there's a book out there called The 5,000-Year Leap. It's available on Amazon and other sources. You can get that. There's another one, The Making of America.
Miracle of America.
Miracle of America. Mm-hmm. Those are both good sources for learning about our founding and Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all of our founding documents. All right, news. Stay off of the mainstream media news. It's killing your brain cells, and you're shortly not going to be able to think for yourself anymore. Go out. There's plenty of conservative news sources out there. If you have a smartphone, you can download an app. It's called Talk Radio, and that'll give you access to Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Hugh Hewitt. Yeah, a bunch of conservative talk radio shows. You can get it there. For your evening news, your morning news, your all day long and all night long news, I recommend One America News. It is a subscription. You have to pay a minimal fee. What is it like?
About $5.
$5 a month, yeah. You can get that streaming on your PC, or if you want it on your TV, you can on a Roku device or other streaming media device, which brings me back to something else you need to do. Cut the cable. Because you can get everything you really need streaming it over the internet now. And you'll save yourself hundreds of dollars a month on a cable bill, or at least $100.
Ours is cut over $100.
Yeah.
And you get more shows. You can watch whatever you want, whenever you want.
Most of these conservative shows, news channels, and Fox News now has a streaming subscription service. It's
but
a minimal
frankly,
cost.
They're not as good as they once were.
Yeah, I know they're going a little bit too much to the left now, and I hate to see that, but there are alternative sources. That's another thing. On your streaming media devices, you can get local TV stations from all over the country. I mean, and for under $100, you can put an antenna on your roof, and I pick up 38 channels, I think, off my antenna. I get all the local news and public TV and all that. And like I said, we're saving over $100 a month on our cable.
$1,200 a year.
Yeah. So, a one-time expense of $70 for an antenna. The first one I bought was $49, I think. And that's there. And unless the hurricane blows it down, it's you're good there. And then I subscribe to four or five of the $5 to $7 a month to subscription services. So I'm still saving a lot of money. And I'm getting news that I can trust. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you want to, if you insist, if you're addicted and just can't resist it, you can every now and then turn over there to some of that crap media. Because it's also available online. But those are things you need to do. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, those things. If you go on there, you can
follow,
and join different groups, conservative groups. You can get their tweets and their Facebook post, and then you share it. Share it with everybody that's following you on Facebook or Twitter. And then they share it, and then the people they share it with share it. And so now you've got thousands of people. And that's how the Walk Away movement is converting thousands to come over to the conservative side.
I want to make a comment about social media. Social media over the past 4 years or so has changed.
Yes.
In terms of censorship. When I first started Right Wing Granny, I could go on Facebook and just pull up 5 or 6 articles that might show up on the blog. Because conservative speech is censored now, they're not
right
there.
Yeah, they're getting bad about that, but I'm just a little guy, so they haven't bothered me yet. Well, that's all the time we've got for today's show. We're going to have to get out of here. I hate to do it, but we'll be back again next week. We hope you'll tune back in and join us again. Please go to cctaxpayers.com, cctaxpayers.com, where you can learn all about Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news,
B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.